Are we being groomed? There have been a lot of complaints lately suggesting the US government is still not taking the UFO problem, which they call UAPs, seriously. It is being suggested they are keeping all sorts of information from the public, even though they are doing things like creating new investigative programs. For many years, some have thought what the government knows is so terrible for us they have to keep it secret to avoid a panic. The little bit of evidence we have does seem to indicate most UFOs and their pilots, if any, are non-hostile and have been coming to Earth for thousands of years. But every once in a while, we hear about actions which seem warlike and even take human lives. It is even thought by many that some of the people who go missing and are never found could be the victims of alien abductions. One of these hot spots is thought to be Alaska. There are some accounts which seem to prove hostile intent, such as one where an Army river boat during the Vietnam War was attacked and destroyed by a UFO, and another where a UFO damaged an Australian warship by using an American missile which was said to have somehow been caught by the UFO days before and refired. There are other cases where lives have been lost. There have also been cases where a UFO will head right for a plane like it is playing chicken. What does all this mean? It seems to me this is proof UFOs come from different places and some are more hostile than others. The bulk of them seem to be peaceful. It also seems there is a sort of cold war going on in space between some species, and that is why we get crashed UFOs from time to time. Does it seem reasonable to anyone that craft which can cross maybe light years of space without a problem are not capable of flying through Earth's atmosphere without crashing? Even if we assume a couple were our experimental craft, there is still far too many crashes for such sophisticated craft. Another thing we are taught to believe is, with all this going on for decades and more, the government has never tried to contact the aliens. I just can't buy this idea. I believe that either was contact with them or they refused contact, but either way I believe we must have tried already. Maybe they even threatened us for some reason and the government doesn't want us to know this because it feels we can't handle it. Another reason might be they gave us a forecast of the future, and if people keep doing what they are doing, it doesn't look good for our survival. Why is UFO activity increasing, at least in some areas? That is the million-dollar question. Many of the areas I am talking about seem to be just ordinary places where people live. There doesn't seem to be anything which would make them extra interesting. When you try and find a reason for this activity in these places, you have to scratch your head. It seems to me what is going on is the study of the people themselves. Scientists have been saying for a few years now we are evolving faster than ever. Could this evolution, if the idea is correct, account for sightings in these places? Perhaps the people there are evolving the most, or the least. When humans study races, which have been cut off from civilization, they study all the aspects of human physiology. Sometimes it seems we are obsessed with things like Mensa and intelligence tests. So how much more would we be obsessed to find out how smart a group of aliens would be? Would the aliens be interested in finding out the level of our intelligence? This is one of the things they probably have been checking for centuries and can tell if our intelligence is increasing or decreasing. Have aliens planted beings into our society to move it in a certain direction? If we look back into history, we find some people who seem to be far too smart for the time period they lived in. Some of the ancient Greeks were incredibly smart and they just seemed to know too much. Could people like Aristotle, Hero, Pythagoras and Archimedes have really been ancient aliens sent here to slowly advance our race? There are a few who think this not only has happened, but is still happening. It seems that every ancient civilization had at least one and maybe a few people who seemed to be too far ahead for their time. There are those today who even think Einstein might have been an alien. I am not saying that every super smart person is not human, just that a few aliens could have been planted here throughout history. There have been a lot of advanced inventions which were supposedly discovered by accident. I remember a few of the inventors stating the idea they got came out of the blue. Just recently it was discovered we could probably create a warp bubble, but a very tiny one. Now research is going on to see if we can put something even tinier into it and achieve greater than light speed. This seems to be the first step in faster than light speed by bending space. If the experiment is a success, it will be scaled up for larger devices and hopefully, sometime in the future, will work with a spaceship. Are discoveries like this always an accident, or has the idea for at least some of them been given to us in some way we cannot fathom right now? If we believe we are being controlled and don't realize it, why are there still all these wars and such? I think the answer is if we are controlled, it is not in everything we do. It is a slow program to leak ideas to us over many centuries so we are ready for them and have a basis to understand what we are doing. After all, what good would it be to give the idea of how to create an automobile to a Stone Age person? He or she wouldn't have been grounded in engineering or science, so they would have no idea of what they were looking at or even thinking about. One can find stories about people who claim they have seen aliens in ordinary places because of a sort of breaking down of a disguise and they were the only ones. Could aliens be using some sort of mind block which a tiny few humans are immune to? We may not know the answers to these questions right now, but hopefully find out in the future what is really going on.